Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 28 through 30. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. A death like no other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. When people are very sick or close to dying, their bodies usually become very weak. They might not be able to talk much or think clearly. But Jesus' death was different. Even while Jesus was suffering on the cross, he knew exactly what was happening. He spoke clearly. He even made sure his mother would be taken care of. The Bible tells us that Jesus knew God's promises in the Scriptures were coming true right at that moment. At one point, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." That showed he was truly human and really suffering. But it also happened so that God's promises in the Bible would be fulfilled. Nothing that happened on Good Friday was an accident. Then, something very important happened. After Jesus received a drink, he said three powerful words, "It is finished." What was finished? Jesus was finishing the job God sent him to do. Jesus lived the perfect life we could never live. He never sinned, not even once. And on the cross, he was paying for all the sins of the world. When he said, "It is finished," it meant the work of saving us was complete. The Bible says Jesus then bowed his head and gave up his spirit. That means no one took Jesus' life from him. Jesus chose to give his life for us. Jesus was not helpless. Even while he was suffering, he was still the powerful Son of God who loved us enough to save us. Why did Jesus do that? Because we could never save ourselves. Our sins separate us from God, and we cannot fix that problem by trying harder. So Jesus did everything for us. He took our sins, paid the price for them, and finished the work of salvation completely. That means your sins are forgiven. You belong to Jesus. And because he finished the work, you never have to wonder if you are saved. Good Friday is a sad day because Jesus died, but it is also a wonderful day because Jesus finished the work that saves us. Never before had dying been done with so much life, so much power, and so much love. Sin finished with Jesus, so it will never finish you. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, on this day we confess that it was our sins that put you on the cross. We deserve nothing but punishment. Yet in your mercy, you endured hell in our place. We give thanks for the ultimate sacrifice you paid to buy us back and give us salvation. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.